When we have multiple condition designs, we have to decide what kind of effect we're looking at. We absolutely, and this is in the computator, we can absolutely get an effect size for the overall multiple condition K-group design. Easy to do. You plug it in. It's actually set up so that it notices based on the number of degrees of freedom that you give it for the effect. If that's one, it knows you're doing a two-condition design. If that's more than one, it knows it's a multiple-condition design. It applies this formula. Two things. There is no D for K-group designs. D is the comparison of two means put into a Z-score format. If you have more than two means, D stands for difference. And difference only works when you have two things at a time. You can't take the difference for multiple things. You can take sets of differences from pairwise comparisons, but not just one D. Notice in the middle it says that this effect size can only be compared to effect sizes from other studies with designs having exactly the same set of conditions. This has led to several misrecognitions of failures to replicate, where people will run different sets of conditions in different studies, find different effect sizes, because we were told to compare studies using effect size, not p-value, right? I said that a whole bunch of times. I made you repeat it out loud. And so if we're going to compare these conditions, we crank out an effect size and we compare them. But that comparison only makes sense if they have exactly the same set of conditions. As we know, very seldom will you find exactly the same set of conditions across multiple studies, because it's hard to get the second one published, let alone the third, the fourth, and the fifth that we'd like to see. So typically different studies have different mixes. What do? We go after them a pair at a time. Remember, our research hypotheses can typically be represented as a set of pairwise comparisons. Most of the effects that we want to know if they are consistent, replicated, hold up, generalized, are two condition comparisons at a time. And if they're not, they should be. When you're looking whether an effect replicates, most of the time that effect is the difference of two conditions. And what we're checking really is if multiple effects hold up and replicate across studies. And so the computator is set up so that you can give it either means and a standard error, and it will crank this out for you and it will calculate an R. There's no way to get directly from the usual ANOVA reporting information, two means and an error term. And so what we do is we route it through D. First we calculate D, then we turn a D into an R. Keep in mind that this is an approximation formula and it's typically off by right around 0.03. The difference between a directly calculated R and one calculated through D is usually about 0.03, which usually isn't enough to cause a crisis, but sometimes it is. This is also one of my favorite formulas in the world because it has an integer in it. There aren't a lot of formulas that have integers in it, right? Formulas are full of variables. Integer. I'll show you a couple more in a few weeks. I don't know why, but those tickle me. If you have a within groups design, you can also calculate. The computator asks you to tell it whether you're doing between or within groups effect sizes from your ANOVA information, and it follows the formulas accordingly. You'll remember that I've said at different times that everything's really set up for between groups designs, and within groups designs are always kind of a pain in the ass. Thinking about them, particularly in terms of quasi-experiments, counterbalancing, getting stuff into the statistical package to analyze the data. All of that's really set up for between groups designs. So were effect sizes. When you're looking at effect sizes for within groups designs, especially torn out of larger designs, you really would like to know what formula they were using, because there's more than one formula out there for calculating within group effect sizes. We'll talk more about that when we talk about meta-analyses in a few weeks. So the idea is you can get an effect size for the whole multiple condition study, but you rarely care. Just as your research hypotheses are going to be represented as sets of pairwise comparisons, your questions about replication and convergence and generalizability are going to be based on pairwise comparisons. So those are the effect sizes you're going to use most often. For trend analyses, trend analysis is just another ANOVA test. Because it's within ANOVA, you would expect to get F-tests. You get the overall F-test, then you got the F-test for linear and quadratic and cubic and any others if you have asked for them. For reasons that are purely historical and don't make any sense, many statistical packages report polynomial or trend analysis tests with a T instead of an F. The thing to remember is that F is the same as T squared. And so make sure when you're looking at a formula, whether it wants T's or F's, and if you're stuck with T's and it wants F's, just square it. That's it. In all of these models, T squared will always equal F. The p-value will be the same. The degrees of freedom will be the same. So whether this is complex, simple and complex comparisons or trend analyses, you're set up and the computator's set up so that you're good no matter what they give you.